Well, blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Tell you what, we're going to pick up Revelation 17, where we have been. Going to back up there to that seventh verse there, where the angel is saying something to John. And John had been wondering what it was he was seeing with this woman on this beast with the heads and the crowns and all this kind of stuff. So the angel says to him, "Why do you wonder? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and the seven horns." So he starts telling the mystery about it. And we've gone through a few of these verses, so let's go through a few more. Verse 8, the angel says, "The beast that you saw was and is not, and is about to come up out of the abyss and go to destruction. And those who dwell on the earth, whose name has not been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, will wonder when they see the beast that he was and is not and will come." So let me pause here for a moment. Those who dwell on the earth, when they see this, they're going to wonder. So John's wondering, and the angel says, "Hey, I'm going to give you some insight into this thing." The people that live on the earth here, the earth dwellers, they're going to wonder about this. But this particular group of earth dwellers, the one whose name was not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. That little phrase right there ought to rattle a lot of people's theology, okay? Because they really don't just pay attention to what the scripture says about things. I'm not going to get into details. I'm not starting quoting long ago proponents of certain theological positions, okay? I want us just to see what the scripture says. What does it say here? That there's a book of life, and there's names that have been written in the book of life, and these names were written from the foundation of the earth. And that phrase you see in Ephesians, you see it here. The idea behind that is that before anything was spoken into existence, before creation, these names were written in the book of life. Are there different books? Oh, yeah. There's the book of life. There's the Lamb's book of life. Okay, and I've talked a little bit about that in times past. I'm not going to get into it right now. Maybe we'll pick it up some other time, okay? But for our purposes today, we just want to see the response of these folks. So verse 9, angel says this, "Here is the mind which has wisdom." So he's saying, okay, here's what you want to look for. If you want to understand this, here's wisdom, and your mind will understand this. The seven heads, there's the seven heads on this beast, the seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. And they are seven kings. Five have fallen. One is. The other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must remain a little while. Okay, so what have we seen so far? There's seven heads. The seven heads are seven mountains. And the woman sits on these seven mountains. And then he says this, they are seven kings. So the mountains are pictures of seven kings. These seven heads are seven representative of seven mountains, seven kings. What do kings reign over? Yeah, kingdoms, okay? Then he says this, five of these kings have fallen. One king is, in other words, it was at that time when John was seeing this. The other has not yet come. There's one yet future. And when he comes, he's going to remain a little while. Then verse 11, the beast which was and is not is himself also an eighth and is one of the seven, and he goes to destruction. So this beast that has his head, all these heads, is an eighth beast, but he's actually one of the seventh. Well, that explains how he was and is not. So he's one of the seven. He is not, which really sort of, well, I won't go that way right now. He's one of the seven. He becomes one of the eighth when he comes forth, but he's coming forth for destruction. Now, verse 12, we press on. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but they receive authority as kings with the beast for 1 hour. These have one purpose, and they give their power and authority to the beast. These will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are the called and chosen and faithful." So the 10 horns that he saw on this beast are 10 kings which have yet to receive a kingdom. They've yet to come. But they receive authority, and they receive this authority as kings with the beast for 1 hour. Where do they get this authority? Well, maybe from the great red dragon. Remember that dude? Haven't mentioned him lately. And they have one mind, and they're given a power and authority to the beast. But they're going to wage war, and they're waging war against the Lamb. And remember what we saw in the previous episode in this last verse. The Lamb, who is the Lord of lords and the King of kings, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, and those who are with him, called, chosen, faithful. That's believers, folks. Now, verse 15, we'll cover at least one more verse today. And he said to me, "The waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples and multitudes and tongues and nations." So he's given some interpretation right here. The angel is showing John how to interpret what he's seeing, and he's giving us this interpretation. So the waters that the harlot sits upon, these are representative of the people of mankind, the multitudes and nations, the tongues. Verse 16. "And the 10 horns which you saw, and the beast, these will hate the harlot, and make her desolate and naked, and will eat her flesh, and will burn her up with fire." What? Because when you see the picture, you know, you got the great harlot on this beast, you're thinking, well, she's in control of this beast, she's riding this beast. No, the 10 horns and the beast, they hate the harlot. They hate what the harlot's doing to them. They're going to turn on her and make her desolate. They're going to make her naked. They're going to eat her and her flesh and burn her with fire. Well, how's this going to happen? Verse 17, Revelation 17, 17. "For God has put it in their hearts to execute his purpose by having a common purpose, and by giving their kingdom to the beast until the words of God will be fulfilled." Let me just read the last verse of the chapter. "The woman whom you saw is the great city which reigns over the kings of the earth," or has a kingdom over the kings of the earth. So who is this great city? Well, we've already seen a great city. Some things happened. It was Jerusalem. Is that who's being spoken of here? Well, we'll just keep reading through and see. But I want you to see what it said in verse 17. "God has put it in their hearts to execute his purpose by having this common mind, this common goal, and by giving their kingdom to the beast until the words of God will be fulfilled." See, sometimes we see the evil that's going on. We see the stuff that's happening. We just had something at the time of this recording this last weekend, something going on with Ukraine and Russia and Belarus and all this kind of. Nobody knows what's happening. Here's what I know, that God's in charge, and his purposes will be executed. You can go through the scripture and see example after example after example where God used what man thought was evil, and it was evil. Whether it's Pharaoh, whether it's Nebuchadnezzar, whatever it is, God used it to his purposes. He did it with the Babylonian Empire. He did it with the Assyrian Empire. He did it with the Medo-Persian Empire. He did it with the Roman Empire. And that's just things off the top of my head. He will execute his purpose. Don't lose sight of that, folks, as we continue to see what else that he has to reveal to us here in Revelation. Well, again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all in the next episode. Goodbye.